For the lady. What movie is that from?
The movie with the guitar.
Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
That one.
I'm just going to talk in movie quotes the whole thing.
The whole time you're going to talk
yes,
to that? Yes,
whatever you say, I'm going to try to think of a quote to go with it, and then maybe people can guess what movies I'm quoting.
It's you think that'll work?
Awesome! And if I run out, I'll just be like, fuck it, and then talk normal. And I'll say it just like
that's
that.
That's kind
of... Fuck it!
Fuck it!
I want an opening. I don't have one.
You'll have to make one. Maybe someone can make one for you.
But how do you do it? No. Not hot.
You start.
Hey, this is Foul Monkeys.
This is Nicole, who's socially retarded.
Yes.
Have you seen my baseball?
First one.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 166.
I couldn't remember the number, so I didn't want to say anymore. I was like, this is Nicole, if you couldn't guess.
So we've kind of calmed down. We had to bring the last show to an end because we had to kind of stop laughing. Because we were about to puke ourselves. So, we really don't have nothing to write on this show, really, do we?
No.
No? Don't look so happy.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe we should do the whole show like this. And we could talk about the sweaty family balls.
We should do the whole show like we're phone sex operators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what numbers you're calling, but I've never heard anybody going, oh, yeah, unless they're, like, retarded. Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
You would, too, if you went.
Oh, and you made the face.
I know. Classy.
Don't be hating on Helen Keller.
So you got anything to bring up? Let's talk about sex.
Baby, let's talk about you and me. Totally find
let's
that song.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
What about it?
I don't have that song. Oh.
You suck.
I have the 14 different versions of No Air remixes.
14? No, I like the original. Tell me how am I supposed to breathe with no air?
Here we go. Oh yeah, oh yeah, shake your booty, shake your booty. Oh yeah, shake your titties like you like it. Oh, 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 you're gonna break the microphone.
Ow. Where my chest? Owie, they flopped too much.
Yeah.
This bra doesn't have an underwire. That's why I'm freer.
I hate a bra without an underwire.
As do I.
Uh-oh, here comes the police. What? She's like, what?
Go on YouTube and type in Robert Hoffman and watch the Yes Dance.
Oh, are we going to regret this?
No, I like it.
It's called the Yes Dance?
Yes. He has a little like website, punchrobert.com. He's an actor and a dancer. But this is his Yes Dance, and it's awesome. I love it.
Is this it?
Yes, it is.
The uncensored version?
Yes. He's in Step Up to the Streets, if you haven't seen that. And we are the co-founders of Dance of Face. This is just like a skit that he's doing at a club.
5 minutes?
It's funny.
Bitch, get into the pink flamingo fucking Gucci, bitches.
That's nice, bitch, but you don't know nothing about this. I got a real monkey backpack, bitch. That's a Louis Vuitton monkey.
Louis Vuitton monkey.
That's whatever. A Louis Vuitton monkey, bitch.
Whatever. You know what? You're just another one of these dancers that think they're fucking stars now and shit. Like that fucking Columbus Short. Is he here? With his Stomp the Yard.
From Stomp the Yard, the main dancer dude.
I'm that Louis Roll, bitch. But I guess it's a good thing you fuck Britney Spears, huh, bitch?
Oh. He used to be a...
You know, there's a bunch of dancers.
Backup dancer.
Look. Hey, but you know what? We need one of them divas to
Can
come
we fast forward this?
We're going to teach y'all something. So
he's fixing to do the dance.
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing. Sit down, bitch. You don't have this.
You don't have this.
I got one thing to say, Blake McGrath. Next year, you're going to have one job. It's called Road Rules, bitch.
I totally love Road Rules.
Oh.
And he's not even gay.
Which one is he?
Right, he's the tall one talking.
Oh. Shit off. Y'all put on your
Robert
MJ
Hoffman. He's
going to
dance.
Gloss, and DJ kick some shit.
He's a choreographer and he dances like breakdance for real. He's really good.
You want to know what it's called? It's called yes, 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 yes. Now some of y'all can't remember shit if you ain't got words. So we're going to give y'all some words to remember this by. It goes work, beat, fierce, sound, work, beat, fierce, sound, work, beat, fierce, sound.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
He's fixing to do my favorite part.
Let's do the fork in the garbage disposal. Let's do the fork in the garbage disposal.
Yes, here he goes. Ding 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 ding. And he's so hot, and it's so funny.
Stop! I lost my contact. Found it.
Little tiny shorts.
Well, I hope you guys like that little tutorial on how to bless.
How to bless?
Uh-oh. Look at Kiki.
Uh-oh.
She Kiki. Caught the yes. I know. Let her go. All right. Slow down, bitch. That's enough. Slow down, girl. You starting to yes too hard, girl. Slow down, bitch. She's done this before. She'll yes to death. You're going to hurt yourself. Someone call a fireman. She's on fire. Stop. Kiki, stop.
The
You're
whole body is like
hard.
Flinging.
Kiki, stop. Stop! My friend just died from yesing too hard.
Can we stop this now?
No, wait.
I have to believe.
Ignore his singing.
The yes.
Because he's just being retarded.
The yes can cure everything.
It can.
People, I need you with me right now. I need you to yes with me.
Oh,
We're
I know which one he is.
Kiki. Can
on
you
the
do
show.
That? All
on
my
that
bitches
movie.
Come out. Where
he's the
are
main. Two, yeah. That's him. You should see other videos of him dancing, like his true dancing.
Yes?
That's awesome.
Do you believe in the yes?
He's gonna dance.
We're
Let's
gonna
yes.
yes so hard. We're gonna bring Kiki back. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with
Look
me?
Look at all those guys.
I know.
Science.
Whoa.
Keep going.
Keep going.
It's
working.
Yes. 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 Oh my God. Kiki, I'm so glad you're alive. I don't know
so
what I'm going to do without you.
Alive.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Well, since you're here, I want you to have something. It's ecstasy. You should take it.
You should take it.
Keep going, girl. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Is he naked?
Yeah.
I thought it was uncensored.
Well, you can't have nudity on YouTube.
Oh, darn.
He's all naked. Look, you see his boot tag.
That's called yes.
It's not done.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, my God. Is it over now?
I think so. Yeah. I love him. Let's do that
is
fork.
4 minutes of all of our listeners' time and my time that we will never get back.
Shut up. You liked it.
It was all
yes.
right.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Do the, what was it? Do the fork.
In the garbage disposal. Ding, 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 ding. Robert Hoffman. Look him up.
He's hot.
Yeah, look him up just to look at him.
Look
he
at
is
him right
hot
now.
As
let's,
balls.
Let's just do it right now. Hot as balls. Robert Hoffman, hot
yes.
as balls. If
look
I put that
him.
In, what do you think will come up?
Balls. Beach balls, basketballs.
Let's look him up. Let's see.
There he is. Oh, yeah, he's in She's the Man with Amanda Bynes. I love that movie. It's so retarded, but
I don't
good.
See any cute pictures of him. Where are naked pictures?
He's not naked. You have to go to YouTube and you can see his hot videos of him dancing. Like, the best part of the whole Step Up to the Streets was, like, the final dance, like, thing.
Are you going to ruin it for everyone?
No. Everyone knows that it's a dance movie. Just the one dance move where it's, like, the heartbeat. It's pretty awesome. And that's his girlfriend,
Is that the international sign for heartbeat?
Yes, but nobody can see you. So,
no, I don't know if, like, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, but, like, a lot of my friends were all hand talkers. So when we're describing something, we'll actually use our hand to do the motion. So every time someone does a motion and it represents a word, we always say, so is that the international sign for
the word?
The word. So like today I was talking about how my face was feeling numb because I can't feel it because I'm sick.
Wait, I need to get the video of you doing your
oh,
your thing.
Oh yeah, okay. Let's talk about it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's get something to talk about.
Yeah, post a blog about how horrible Ricky sings.
All right, so press the red button.
I lost my microphone.
Press the red button.
It's pressed and recording. You're digging your nose.
You press the red button.
Yeah.
So anyway, when we're talking, we're always like using our hands and stuff. Mm-hmm. So today we were at break and I was like, I cannot feel my face. My face is numb.
And
then Nicole's
is that the international sign for numb?
She goes, I don't know, but my cheek's feeling a little numb.
Loves it.
So that's the international sign. What did I just do? The international sign of something?
No, because I did. I said when he's doing the dance, he does the heartbeat.
Yeah, and that's the international sign for heartbeat.
Yes, it is.
Kitty. What a die for delicious. That's hot, hot. Hold on, Trucker Mike. Hey.
I'm already here.
Well, I'm sick, so I'm not going to be able to come tonight.
Why not?
Because he's sick.
Because I'm sick.
He just fucking said that.
Oh, you're sick?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of in the background. Who's yelling in the background at me? I don't appreciate that.
That's Nicole.
I'm the awesome one.
We're actually recording a show, and you're being recorded right now.
Yeah, everyone can hear you.
That's awesome. I'll give a fuck. But yeah, you should come on out.
I'm sick.
After you get done, vodka cures all sickness. It's that simple.
I have to work.
You need a screwdriver, orange juice, some vodka, it'll cheer you right up.
I have to work tomorrow.
That sounds so good.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Well, you have to be at work at 1. I have to be at work at 8.
I'll wake up at 7 with you. Call me.
Are you going to wake up in bed with me?
Sure, yeah. I'm Dick Spoon. I'm Dick Spoon.
Dick Spoon?
You're what? Dick Spoon.
What's that?
Yeah, if we're cuddling, I'm Dick Spoon. Means you got the inside. I'm the ladle.
Oh.
That's okay.
All right, well, I'll see you when you get here or whatnot. If not, just friend, give me a call tomorrow. If not that, my nephew's having a party on Saturday. He's turning up 3.
Where's the party at?
The lake by the public library. That little water park thing.
Oh, okay. Barnett Park?
Yeah, it starts at 11, and he likes SpongeBob or $50.
Or $50.
Well, How old is he turning?
3.
$50.
Actually, but so we could get Thursday off, we're having a party on Saturday.
All right, well, we have to work on Saturday, and then I have a birthday party to go to that night. Or for another kid, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
Oh, that's cool. Just give me a call whenever, okay?
I want to see that piercing.
All right, I'll do that. Nicole says she wants to see your piercing.
Kind of.
That's cool. Well, you guys should come to the bar tonight. You know, fancy free I am about that. You know, it's just for your podcast, they kind of have to get 80 votes, or I forget exactly.
80 reviews.
Get 80 of them.
That's good, Mike. Keep them in check. Tell them. They got 13 more to go.
85, and they can see my boob dance.
13 more to go, but if Nicole, if you come up to the bar, you can see
them. Hey, what do you think about this, Mike? At 80 reviews, they get to see your penis. At 85 reviews, they get to see Nicole's boobs. At 90 reviews, they get to see your penis in Nicole's boobs.
I'm down with that, actually. I'd probably even pay to see that.
My boobs dance. He doesn't know that, does
yeah,
he?
Yeah, her boobs dance.
They have talent. Wait, let me see if I can do it right now.
You still there?
Yes.
Oh,
I actually didn't understand what she said. Her boobs have something.
Her boobs, they dance.
They have talent.
Yeah, I still pay. Doesn't matter.
All right. Is Evan there?
I don't discriminate.
When you guys are done with this, give me a call if you want to cruise out. If not, I'll see you sometime this weekend.
Okay? Hey, is Evan there?
Yeah. Evan's here.
Put him on the phone real quick.
Hang on 1 second.
Who's Evan?
Hey, son of a bitch.
Hey, tell everyone hello. You're being recorded.
Sweet. I love that.
Sweet. I feel like they can hear me, but they can't.
So what about that stash?
What stash? Did you need something?
Good answer.
Did you need something, he says.
All right, so I'll try to make it out there tonight, but I'm sick.
Hi, Evan. You don't know me, but hi.
I'm so sorry that you're sick, and hello.
I was going to say, nobody can hear me.
I'll try to make it out there.
What, man? That'd be a lot of fun.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little while.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Is that
Reggie?
Reggie? Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, that's fine. I need protection. That girl's up here again.
Ew, really?
What girl?
Well, she said on like some day that he looks like twice my age, pretty haggard. But I don't know. She approached us like here in front of her and said, "Hey guys, you want a shot?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good."
Does she offer you a body shot?
Did she offer you a body shot?
No, no, and then some other dude that the dude from Heaven's Pain like rolled up and everything else, and then he went in, but he's supposed to play pool, but he got fucked up in the vortex of talking to her, so I was like, fuck that shit, I'm gonna play pool with him.
Sucked up in the vortex.
Why don't you go hit that shit again?
Again?
If I drink a little bit more heavily and she approaches me, it'll probably go down. But I'm not going to work for it, you know. I don't work for it anyway, but it already happened once and a half. It already happened one and a half times, you know, so.
Wait.
Yeah, tell the listeners really quick what happened on the first night.
I was kicking it with the wagon, and we drank at the bar till like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I went to roll out, and then she's like, "Do you live close?" Didn't fucking talk to this girl all night. She's like, "Do you live close?" And I was like, "Yeah." Right there, I'm walking. She had me get in her car. She drove to my buddy's house to stay in the night edge. And then I left her downstairs for 10 minutes while I bullshit with my buddy's girlfriend. My buddy's girlfriend went to their bedroom, woke up Evan, and was like, "Hey, it's Mike brought a girl home. I think he's going to mount her."
Mount her?
And then I went upstairs, and I didn't plan anything because nothing's ever really progressed this far without me paying for it. I was fucking going to go to bed. But then I hopped on the futon and she started sucking me off and it proceeded from there. And she rode me. And then she went to bed. Then it stopped, but then she started sucking me off again. But then she wanted to mount me, but I obviously wasn't going to work for it, as I had previously stated. But then it was also 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had to be up in 3 hours, so I was like, fuck that shit. And she rolled out and thought I was angry. And then 2 nights later, I went home with Ricky, and then the wagon sent her to Evan's house again. And I don't know what happened, because I black out.
Yeah.
So you already like fucked this chick, but now you don't want to talk to her, like at all.
She doesn't want to talk to me, but yeah, I don't want to talk to her either, really.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk. She just wants to like jump on you and be done.
She's not an interesting person.
Is she at least hot?
There was like 5 cents of communication before I mounted her, and then that was it. 5 cents of communication. People had to tell me her name because I didn't catch it.
What does she look like? Is she fat and gross, or is she, like, hot? Do you need, like, a blindfold?
I'd take her out in public, but I wouldn't take her out to mom.
Ooh. Dang, that is harsh. I love it.
I'm not going to lie to the listeners.
So, if you had to compare her to, like, a wild animal, which one would you look like? Wildebeest or wild boar?
Well, what's really funny is I was going to say wildebeest, but she doesn't look like that. She's more, even though it's not a wild animal, she's more of a mushroom. She's got like a mushroom ass and legs, but then it's kind of thins up on top, but not like too thin.
Wow. She sounds hot.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, I didn't work for it, so it doesn't matter how hot it is.
Oh my God, you're such a guy.
It's not such a guy, it's just my standards, you know?
Some standard.
I have, like, every race known to man.
Wow, even like pygmies and aborigines and stuff?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm not like that.
I am.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you later. Tell the listeners bye.
All
right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Look. That was cool.
I came in my pants.
Oh, goody. I can see through them.
There's a wet spot now.
Does Mike get you that hot and turned on?
Something about wild boar sex. And a ladder just does it.
So remember, leave us reviews at 80 reviews. Yeah, 80 reviews. You'll see Mike's Jacob's Ladder penis. And we'll even try to get it hard. I mean, it looks good soft, but I'm sure.
I'll just stand there. It won't take long.
So would you really let him lay his penis between your boobs for 90 reviews?
I don't know. I might have to have tons of drinks in me first.
Oh, we can arrange that.
I don't doubt it.
What were we talking about before he called?
I don't know.
Should we rewind?
It must not have been that
he's
important.
Got you all hot and bothered. You think he's cute, don't
I'm
you?
A little even bit though he's flustered. A little,
even though he's a little, how do you say it?
Easy. Yeah. Non-hardworking for
why
it.
Why are you talking about yourself?
Oh, sorry.
It's not nice.
It's hard to get my life.
Why do you have such a low self-esteem?
It's hard not to get my life tangled up with others.
Because you're nosy.
I need to see him again so I can remind myself what he looks like. Show me his photo.
It's in my phone. I'll have to show it to you in a few.
Photograph.
Unlike the non-photographs that we had back in the 70s.
Right. Those were just like smoke screens.
Oh. Smoke screens.
They shot flares up. And
no. No.
Oh my Lord, you look like a little possessed
like that?
Troll. You look like troll hole. Ooh, I'm sorry. That's really insulting. I really do apologize for that.
What?
Calling you troll hole.
Well, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can't talk about that. That's work.
That of which we do not speak.
And we do not want to.
Show me.
There's no picture. I don't have any pictures of him online.
Give me your phone.
Oh.
Damn it.
What? See how bossy she gets? Do I really need to go through this to have a host? Host.
Yes, because I fill in the blanks when you can't complete a sentence.
We're twins.
Yay. Hand slap.
I'll slap it.
Slap that all on the floor.
I'll slap that.
It's really smack that, but smack whatever. That. Oh, wait. Is he the one with the tattoo that's really, like, gross and
yeah.
stupid?
He's cute. He's cute.
I like the lady posing on the wall behind him.
I know that's at the bar.
Which bar is
this?
You
should go to the bar with me. TA Slammers.
Oh, I was there in the behind it, like, outside a few weeks ago.
Really? Were you getting given blowjobs for free?
No, I always charge. I don't give anything for free.
Oh, how much do you charge?
$1,000 per minute.
$1,000 per
minute? And I make
minute?
Them last.
I'm sure you do, money hungry bitch.
No, I was there with my friend. We were driving by. We were just like bored randomly.
Wait, y'all were doing a drive-by?
Yeah. We were doing a drive-by and she saw somebody that she knew. So we pulled over and got out and we were just hanging out in the back and it stunk really bad because everyone was smoking. Yuck.
Really?
Really.
Right?
Really. Yes, really. Don't. You were going to say it again.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is there anything else that we need to speak of?
How much time has passed?
24 minutes.
Wow. Well, most of it was talking to him.
Yeah.
And his... I want to see this girl. He should like get a picture of her and send.
I'll try to get one tonight if I go to the bar. I don't know if
you
I should
know
go
you're
not.
Gonna go.
I don't know.
You totally are. Don't even
I shouldn't
front.
Because I'm... sick.
Don't even front.
Did you like that? How dramatic that was?
I did, actually.
Let's see if there's anything in the news.
No tomatoes.
No tomatoes because of salmonella.
And they made it where we couldn't have our delicious baked ziti on Monday because there was no tomatoes. And we couldn't have taco day today because
at work.
Was... something up with the beef or something. I don't know what their reasoning is.
Well, I think the meat has the tomato sauce in it already or something. So I guess that's why they couldn't have it. But they were serving tomatoes in the sandwich line.
Yeah, and in the
and
salad.
I ate them.
You're going to get salmonella to go with your
salmonella
sickness.
Cha-cha-cha.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. I hate the ones where the ladies like don't even speak English. She's like, diarrhea.
Let's look that up on YouTube.
No.
What is it? Pepto-Bismol, right?
Yeah.
I like the one with the super monsters. This...
where she's like outside the window. She's 100 feet tall. And she's like, diarrhea, and covers her butt with her hands.
Oh my God, they have open auditions.
Yeah, that's how the commercial is funny.
Oh, let's see here. We need a good one. But all these aren't real. They're kind of fake.
I like when those ones...
Here's one from 1984. Were you born yet?
Depends on the month.
Everybody's coming to the Johnsons for the holidays. 12 aunts, uncles, and cousins are going to have a real feast. But some will overdo it. Whether it's Uncle Harry's heartburn... or the twins' upset stomachs. The one
twins.
That copes is the only one they need. Pepto-Bismol.
Ew.
As it copes, it relieves heartburn, ugh, upset stomach, and diarrhea.
I would totally rather have all the illnesses than to eat
discomforts.
That.
The one that copes is the only one you need.
Oh, that totally just reminded me of Scary Movie 2, where they're sitting around the piano, and they're singing, Gin, gin, all young players and pimps, right? What the fuck? Oh, this is like a homemade commercial.
Yeah.
Ma'am, what do you want? My stomach's killing me.
Okay. Pepto-Bismol the rap. Oh, no. Do we need to put this on the website?
Possibly.
They are so queer.
That reminds me, you gotta look at Flight of the Conchords. His diarrhea doesn't look very severe.
Know,
he
right?
Just barely bends over.
He doesn't even bend over.
He's just like, oh, my diarrhea. Oh, that time he did.
This is stupid. We're
well,
not.
Then why are you turning it? Yeah, turn it off.
What is it? Fly the Conchords?
Yes. And you need to play Business Time.
Business Time.
How do you know? It's right there.
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
It's Bruce Nurls. And the She's So Hot Boom. Yes.
I thought this was a show.
It is, but they had a special on HBO first, and now they have a show on HBO called Fly the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Girl.
Girl. Tonight we work with somebody that looks like that.
You know how I know, baby.
Not Cody.
Because it's Wednesday.
Cody.
Who's Cody? Oh. We're going to have to beep that out.
Write a note.
Tuesday night's the night that we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday night is the night that we make love.
Okay, we'll make this the last. So email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Call us at 206-984-FOUL. Join our MySpace, Prepper Map. Leave us reviews. Send us stuff, too.
725 P.O. Box. Lakeland, Florida, 3302.
You're leaning close. Hello. How to pay him?
In a hoe.
Bye.
Peace.
I know what you're trying to say, baby. You're trying to say, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, let's get down to business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
thing you know, we're in the bathroom brushing our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. Then you go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Then we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly old baggy t-shirt from that team building exercise you did for your old work.
I forgot to show you this.
And it's never looked better on you.
Oh, team building exercise 99.
That's docking.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing to me. I remove my jeans, but trip over them because I still got my shoes on.
I don't
but
like
then
docking.
I turn it into a sexy dance.
Ew.
Thanks, Nessa, for that.
Yeah.
Do you like docking?
Thanks.
Next thing you know, I'm down to just my socks.
If they docked me, it wouldn't look like
that. And you know when I'm down to just my socks with Tom it is. It's time for business.
It's business. Business time. Because those are his business socks.
It's business. It's business time.
You know when I'm down to just my socks, it's time for business. That's why they call business socks.
It's business. It's business time.
Ooh.
Making love. Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense.
You missed his face. His intense face.
2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven.
Because Cody just wouldn't.
You say something like.
Remind you.
Is that it? I know
twice.
What you're trying to say. You're trying to say, oh, yeah, that's it.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby. It's
Albie the Racist Dragon. You gotta look at Albie the Racist Dragon. You can stop it, but then we can look at it for normal.
Bye, people.
Bye.
We love you.
Yes, bye. I totally did not do my movie thing, but whatever.
I know.
Next time.
Next time.